restaurants and in those cocktail parties that we all attend. Any attempt to teach a history of ancient Israel, which is what we're going to be concerned with in this course, is going to depend primarily upon the biblical record. And therefore, I will warn you right now that we're going to take a moderate position between two extremes. On the one hand, there are people that say that the account in the Bible is a completely accurate and adequate account of biblical times, and that we can trust everything that it says. On the other hand, there are those people who view the Bible fundamentally as a collection of folk tales, miracle stories, and the like, and they say that the Bible has no historical evidence to present and that we should not trust what's in it. Now, it's true that the Bible does not contain history as we would know it. The word history never appears in the Hebrew Bible, and the biblical writers are not claiming to base themselves on factual records because they're not concerned with what happened, but rather what does it mean. On the other hand, there is an awful lot of data in the Bible, names of people, events, even dates that we can figure out. And so I am going to take a moderate position in this course and say that we can use the details in the Bible, provided in many cases that we can back it up and correlate it with other independent sources. As a historian, I like to have two and hopefully three independent sources before I will agree that one particular event took place or one certain person lived. And so where I can, I'll be bringing in the evidence of external sources, what we call extra-biblical material, as well as archaeology and other data to corroborate what the Hebrew Bible tells us. And I bring this up now because our course, probably about two-thirds of it, is going to be concerned with events that are discussed in the Hebrew Bible, in the Old Testament. Our first 9 or 10 lectures will be concerned with this material. So it is relevant to state at the outset what we will and will not be doing. To place ourselves in a geographical position, one thing we must realize is that the land of ancient Israel and Judah, known before the Israelites get there as the land of Canaan, that's what the Egyptians called it. We'll get to that in a lecture or two. This region is a coastal corridor. It is positioned between the great empires for most of its history. That is, to the north there are the empires up in what we would call ancient Mesopotamia, modern-day Iraq, and northern Syria, that see the Assyrians and the Babylonians and other people throughout time. We also have peoples like the Hittites in Turkey. Down south, of course, we have the Egyptians, not only King Tut and everyone else from the New Kingdom, but people from even earlier, the Old Kingdom, the Middle Kingdom. And then later in time, we get the Greeks and the Romans in Egypt and elsewhere in the ancient Near East. So our area of ancient Israel is many times caught between the two powers. It can be looked at as a contested periphery for much of its history. That is, it's on the periphery of one great empire to the north and on the periphery of another great empire to the south. And I would point here in particular to a time in the first millennium BCE when we have the great Assyrian Empire up in the north and the great Egyptian Empire in the south, and our region is caught right in the middle. Wrong place, wrong time. So we have to realize that its physical, its geographical location is going to play a major